The Lord be with you. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. After Jesus was arrested, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May my words and all our thoughts be acceptable to God, now and always. Amen. Please sit down. Today, we're not here to glorify war or the supremacy of this or any other country. We're not here to defend the cruelty or agony of warfare and terrorism. We are not here to justify the armed forces or the establishment. We are not here to label deaths as a sacrifice, for sacrifice suggests a degree of choice that was not present for many who were sent to fight. Today, we are here to remember all those people of whatever country who died and are dying as the result of war. Today is all about memories. Memories are a great gift. Now, some people may disagree with that statement, because not all memories are happy ones. Indeed, it is possible for unhappy memories to blight our lives, particularly if they're bottled up and never spoken of. We know now that there were casualties of war who were not injured and returned home to their families, but they were never the same people. They had seen sights and suffered hardships that they could never erase from their minds. Sights so awful that many decided never to speak of them. Young people, little different from those of today, left the country full of excitement, eager to leave their mundane jobs and see other parts of the world, and returned like old men, embarrassed by the fact that they were still alive when so many did not return. On this Remembrance Sunday, I wish I could stand here and say war is a memory. Something that used to happen when we knew less about people of different countries and beliefs, and when anyone who was different for us was someone to fear. But we all know it isn't true. War is not a memory. We still allow fear to turn into violence. It has been said that memories are what separate humans from other animals. Because we remember, we can learn, not just from our own mistakes, but from the mistakes of other people. But the memories of today are sad ones. We are remembering people who died suddenly, well before their natural span of life, or who came home changed by the experiences they had been through and the friends they'd left behind. Memories like that cannot be brushed aside or erased, nor should they be. That is why we've asked two people who are much the same age as those who went to war to read the names of those local men who did not return. Remembrance Sunday brings human beings together in a way that is unique. In fact, everything about today is unique. We are living through history. The guns finally fell silent 100 years ago to this very day. And those that were left, tired and shattered, dragged themselves from the battlefield and slowly began to realize they had, after all, a future. The focus of this country's remembrance is at the Cenotaph in London, and this year the German president will attend the wreath-laying in Whitehall alongside British politicians and the royal family. A glimmer of light in a world still full of the darkness and futility of war. It's right that we should continue to remember, but we must let those memories guide us to a different way of living. We must learn to turn to good memories, happy memories, look outward to the brightness that can overcome the darkness. Later, we shall be joined round our memorial by the children who are worshipping God in their own way at HT4U in the coach house, while we are pledging ourselves once more to the love that is Jesus as we symbolically take him into our lives in the bread and the wine. Jesus grew up in an occupied country in which death was often the punishment for perceived wrongdoing. He suffered that death, and his followers slunk away, overcome by sad memories. But these were wiped away when they realized that Jesus had not left them, and the many happy memories returned, so that they were able to pass on to us the certainty that love, in the form of Jesus, had overcome death. I learnt only this week of the Joint Casualty and Compassionate Centre, which is dedicated to bringing light to dark memories. When the remains of soldiers are found on what once were battlefields, they use all the modern resources they have to identify that soldier. Any scraps of material or company badges are matched to historical records of those who fought in that region. If they are able to match the remains to a name, they are buried with full military honours, with any known relatives invited to attend. They make tremendous efforts to name the remains, even though they often have to give up. But they keep going for no other reason than to bring comfort to people who probably only knew their relative by name, to give them permission to grieve at a graveside, to create a good memory. In a little while, we shall stand outside round the memorial, and during the 2 minutes' silence, remember those who have died in wars from this parish and others known to us. When we hear our church bells this evening, as explained in the inset to your pew sheet, so do take it with you and have a look. When we hear the church bells, pray that we may learn to value all people, to accept our differences, to learn from our mistakes, and to realize that we cannot make others accept our views by force. Pray that we can find unity in shared memories.